In today's solo episode, I'm going to answer a question on anti-racism or allyship from our Inclusion First community. Now, these episodes are really made to get you the information that you need so that you can go and make greater change in the world. These are real questions from real people. And my goal here is to break down the question, give some answers and some insights that you can hopefully put to use as you are out there navigating your life, navigating opportunities for anti-racism, for allyship, and to really bring more inclusion into the spaces that you exist in. So here we go. This episode of the Inclusion First podcast is sponsored by the Social Justice Superhero Academy. In this 4-day online course, you, aspiring changemaker, will learn how to start interrupting racism that is happening around you and start creating more inclusion and more equity in our world. Now, as part of the Academy, you'll get access to 4 1-hour video sessions, an interactive community space to share experiences and ask questions, workbooks, exercises, and guides to support you on your journey. Enrollment closes in early August, so sign up today at www.tinyurl.com/social-justice-superhero. Today's community question is, as a Black person, I sometimes don't feel like I have all the answers, so how can I make myself more knowledgeable? I think that this is a very important question. And one of the things that I love about answering questions from people is that there are so many layers to it, right? On the surface, this person just wants to know, like, okay, people are asking me questions about race, about anti-racism, about allyship, about privilege. I don't always have the answer. What can I do? But underneath that question, right away, what pops out to me is that this person thinks that they have to know everything, that they need to be an expert on race, on their race and all the different intersections that come into the conversation in both our identities and the terms. And that just isn't actually true. You don't have to have all of the answers. It is definitely important to learn about the issues, to be able to speak about these things, but you don't have to know everything. And it's actually totally okay to say, you know what, I'm not familiar with that topic. I'm not familiar with that person. I'm not familiar with that concept. Maybe I'll go look it up if it's of interest to me, maybe I won't, but you don't have to know everything. And this idea that we are all experts on our race and everything that there is to know about that, I talk about that all the time. I absolutely don't know everything. We do not have to be perfect in this space, and we are all on a constant learning journey. And some of the great things that we bring that are new into our experience do come from those conversations where we're like, you know what, I don't know what that is. I haven't heard of that term before. I remember back in the beginning of the pandemic, someone asked me a question that had BIPOC in it. And I had never heard the term BIPOC. I had no idea what that was, BIPOC. I know now what it means, Black, Indigenous, and people of color. But at the time, I didn't know. And instead of pretending or feeling shame, I'm like, you know what? I don't know, but I can figure it out. You know how I can figure it out? Google, right? And so moving on to kind of the second part of that, how do I become more knowledgeable? I mean, honestly, I would say, just Google it. And this is really for anyone. Anytime you have a question about anti-racism, about race, about a term that you heard, the very first place that you can start is to just head over to Google and type that thing in just to see if you can get some like baseline knowledge. If you want to have a conversation with someone about it, awesome, do that. But don't come to that conversation with an empty cup. Come having done a little bit of your homework. And I understand why this person is asking, how can I be more knowledgeable? Because the other question that's underneath that is that there is so much content out there. How do I even begin to dig into it? And I think the best way to do that is to think about your own sphere of influence, the things that you are interested in, passionate about, giving your time and energy to. That is really where you have the biggest opportunity to create change around you. So start jumping into what racism looks like in those spaces. For example, if you're an educator, go ahead and Google some stuff around racism in education. If you're in healthcare, same thing. If you are a parent, same thing, right? You don't have to just put in like racism, like, ah, look at all the results that are here. Where do I even start? I mean, you absolutely could. And I would start with a university definition or a definition from a source that you know or an organization that you're familiar with. Even like, you know, online magazines or different kinds of publications, like they have a reputation to maintain. So if you see something in like, I don't know, like good housekeeping on racism, please believe that they've likely done some form of research to get that information with you, because they don't want to look stupid or say the wrong thing or get in trouble for printing bad information. So if you see a source that's familiar to you on these topics, go ahead and use that as a guideline to dig in there, because they've likely done the research to present some good facts to you, even if they're at a very, very high level, even if they're from that particular institution's or that particular organization's viewpoint. It's a starting point. And so how do you figure out, like, what are you interested in? If someone's asking you a question specifically and you don't have the answer, go and do a little bit of research on that. I guarantee you that there is a book, there is a podcast, there is an article, there is a movie, there is a docudrama on a topic related to that. And so how do you dive in and start to educate yourself more? Now, one of the problems that I have specifically, or one of the challenges that I face specifically, is that I do not want to watch the news. I do not want to engage in like these negative news cycles. Like, it is very draining, very damaging to just my like well-being, right? And so sometimes things will happen in the news that I miss at that moment because I'm not watching the news. Now, it is totally possible for you to not watch the news and still stay up on current events through social media, through people texting you, through conversations that are happening around you. But I get that maybe you're like, I don't want to read the news every day. So how do I stay up to date on what's happening? Well, there are different ways that you can do that, right? And you can kind of tap in to the thing that is happening that day, or just to some of the other concepts, without having to get dragged into the Fox News or the MSNBC or your local news. Also, I always love, when I am wanting to engage in the news more, going to like the BBC or NPR or some news sources that are a little bit less fantastical about how they are reporting and are more likely to report in a way that isn't just all doom and gloom. And yes, there's a lot of doom and gloom out there. That becomes so draining to like take that in all the time. So how do you figure out places where you can go, where it feels comfortable for you to get the information that you need? I just really wanted to touch on this particular topic because I totally get it, feeling like you have to know the answer to every question that someone comes and asks you. It is not your responsibility to educate every person who comes to you. It is your responsibility to educate yourself on the things and the issues that are important to you. And guess who gets to decide that? You get to decide that. So go figure out what's important to you, figure out where you maybe want to step up your game, get some more information, learn a little bit more, and then go do that in a way that is comfortable, that is interesting, and that is impactful to you and your own learning. Thank you for listening to the Inclusion First podcast. We are always collecting and answering your most important questions on anti-racism. So if there's something on your mind, head on over to theinclusionfirstproject.org and click on Ask a Question. We would love to get your like, your share, your follow, and especially your review wherever you find us. Thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.